beginning with Psalm 46, to the choir master of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a song. This is the word of the Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. In Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 7, I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. This is the word of the Lord. In Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 7, Jesus instructs his disciples. Jesus instructs you to seek the things that are above. To look to the things that are unseen. The church is to live in the present in light of the future. The church is to live on earth in the hope of heaven. She is not tossed about by war or rumors of war. For she has been given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. She does not fear that the earth gives way, that the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. For the Lord of hosts is with her. The God of Jacob is her fortress. The Lord of hosts is with you. The God of Jacob is your fortress. No one can pluck you from his hand. Nothing can separate you from his love. The church is to live in the present in light of the future. The church is to live on earth in the hope of heaven. The way in which you live must be determined by those things which only faith can see. And so in Luke chapter 12, verse 4, Jesus says to his disciples, "I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, but greater fear is there in this life than death. And whom then should we fear more than those who have the power to take life from us?" But here Jesus says, "Do not fear them." And why not? Because they are not able to kill you? Because they will not kill you? Indeed, they are able to kill you. And they very well may. And yet you are not to fear them. Why? Because after they have killed you, after they have taken your life, there is nothing more that they can do to you. They have no further power over you. Jesus reminds his disciples, Jesus reminds you that this life is not the only life. That death is not the end. This life is not the only life, and this life is not the most important life. There is a life yet to come. And in that life, those who would kill you in this life are powerless. You need not fear them. Can kill the body, but they cannot kill the soul. In this world, there are believers who gather for worship at the risk of their lives. Who preach the gospel under the threat of death. Yet still they gather for worship. Yet still they preach the gospel. For they do not love their lives even unto death. They do not fear those who can kill the body, but do no more. You are not to fear those who can kill you. Body they may kill. God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. The kingdoms of this world, their glory and their power will pass away. The kingdom of God endures forever. You are to live in this world in light of the world to come. You are not to fear those who kill the body but can do no more. But there is one whom you are to fear. Verse 5. I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Who is this one whom you are to fear? is this one who has authority to cast into hell? It is not man. It is not Satan. Psalm 119, verse 120. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The one who has authority to cast into hell is God, and God alone. Fear Him. In Luke chapter 12, the word translated as hell is the Greek word Gehenna, which comes from the Hebrew word for the valley of Hinnom. In Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 31, the valley of Hinnom is identified as the place where Israel, in its worship of Moloch and Baal, burned their sons and their daughters in the fire. And later in Jeremiah chapter 19, God promises to turn the valley of Hinnom into the valley of slaughter. The place where He will execute His judgment upon the wicked. Gehenna. Place of judgment and fire. It is a fitting image for hell. Where the wicked will be judged by God for their sin. Fear Him who has authority to cast into hell, for a day is coming when those whose names are not found written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. As there is a second life. There is a second death. Place whose fire is not quenched. Whose worm does not die. The smoke from which goes up forever and ever. It is an end far worse than the death which ends this life. For just as the next life is without end, so also the second death is without end. Without pity, without mercy, without end, forever and ever. What is death in this life compared to that? Fear him who has authority to cast into hell, whose hands cannot be turned back, whose will cannot be undone. The powers of this world are as nothing before him. Fear him. Worship him. Worship him with reverence and awe, for he is a consuming fire. You must not take him lightly. You must not treat him lightly. You must not dismiss his word. You must not ignore his will. You must fear him. And if you never tremble before him, you're worshiping an idol. He is to be feared. The fear to which you are called by Christ is not a fear without hope. It is not a fear that leads to despair. It is not a fear that leads to terror. Rather, it is a fear that accepts God for who he is. And thus, it is a fear that knows him as he is. A God who is good. A God who is trustworthy. A God who is able to keep his word. A God whose word never returns to him void. This is the fear to which Christ calls you. A fear that leads to trust. A fear that leads to faith, a fear that leads to hope, a fear that leads to love. You are to fear him who is able to cast you into hell. But the one who is able to cast you into hell is the same one who is able to deliver you from hell. You are to fear him. And if you fear him, you are to fear not. The fear of the Lord frees you to fear nothing else. To fear the Lord frees you to be afraid of nothing else. This one who is able to cast into hell. Has power and authority over all things. Nothing escapes his notice. Nothing is beyond his care. Before him, not even a sparrow is forgotten. By him, even the hairs of your head are numbered. Nothing escapes his notice. Nothing is beyond his power. And you are of value to him. He has known you before the foundation of the world. He saw you before you were formed. He has written every one of the days that were formed for you. Your life is in his hands. Every breath is given by him. The sparrow does not fall apart from him. You will not die apart from him. The one who is able to cast you into hell is the one who has delivered you from hell. Christ practiced what he preached. The one who tells you not to fear those who can kill you, he himself did not fear those who could kill him. Those who did kill him. He did not fear them. Instead, he feared him who has authority to cast into hell. He feared him. He followed him. He obeyed his will. He loved not his life unto death. What does Christ call his disciples in Luke chapter 12? My friends. Calls you his friends. No greater love has a man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. He endured the pains of death for you. And more than death, he endured the pains of hell for you. That he might deliver you from death. That he might deliver you from hell. That you might fear God and that you might fear not. He says to you, fear God, and you have nothing to fear. The one who has created you is the one who has loved you from before the world began. and the one who will judge you is the one who has redeemed you. Christ is for you. Christ is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He endured hell for you. Nothing can separate you from His love. If God is for us, who can be against us? For power and authority belong to God. Power and authority belong to Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Him. And He is with you to the end. There are so many things to fear in this world. There are so many things to be anxious about in this life. Christ says to you, do not fear them. You need not fear them. Even those who can kill you. Fear Him who is able to cast into hell Fear Him who is able to deliver you from hell. Follow Him. And though you should die, yet you will live. Fear Him. And fear not. Amen. Let us pray.